The subject, baptism. This subject has left many casualties and divisions. Therefore, it must be approached with charity and a conciliatory spirit. A wise caution is found in the words of the late Dr. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, now quoting. First, let us take the biblical doctrine of baptism. It is probably unnecessary for me even to mention the fact that this is a subject about which there has been great disputation. Whereas many people might perhaps have been comparatively ignorant about some of the other causes of dissension, I am sure that at some time or another every professing Christian has been engaged in discussion on the question of baptism. And equally saintly, equally spiritual, equally learned people are to be found holding the various opinions. Therefore, it behooves us once more to say that not only must we approach the subject with caution, but still more importantly, in a Christian manner, and in the spirit which we claim we have received and to whom we submit ourselves. Never has it been more important to avoid mere labels, glib generalizations, and dogmatic pronouncements than when considering a subject like this. Is it not perfectly obvious, before we go any further, that this subject cannot be finally decided? That it is not one of those subjects concerning which you can give an absolute and unmistakable proof? If it could, there would never have been all this controversy, and there would not have been denominational distinctions. I would cite the example of Professor Karl Barth, the great Reform theologian, though my citing him does not mean that I agree with his essential position. Barth was brought up in the typical Presbyterian manner, but he has undergone a great change in his view of baptism. Having been brought up to believe in infant baptism, he has written a book to say that he no longer believes that, but believes in adult baptism. So it ill behooves us to be over-dogmatic and to give the impression that there is only one possible point of view. As we saw in the last lecture, baptism is not essential to our salvation. No sacrament is essential to salvation. If you say it is, you are aligning yourself with the Roman Catholics. Protestants have always said that while baptism and the Lord's Supper are commands of the Lord, and we should therefore practice them, they are not essential. They do not add grace. They simply point to it and bring it to us in a special way. So we must approach the subject with this caution and with a Christian spirit. End quote. The book. Some sermons are prepared by study and by research. A few sermons are born with tears and prayer. These are the best. This is also true of books. Some are born. This book is born. There is no end to books written on the subject of baptism. Most of them have been written by paedo-baptists, and some are written about the differences they have among themselves. Ironically, it was the books and arguments of paedo-baptists that convinced me to become a Baptist. Some paedo-baptists believe in baptismal regeneration. Others do not. The arguments and teachings of the Roman Catholic Church differ from those of the Lutherans and the Episcopalians, who differ among themselves. They both differ from the Presbyterians and the Christian Reformed. Most Protestant paedo-baptists do not agree with the Greek Orthodox Church, which practices immersion of infants. Dr. Malone has done his homework in examining these arguments, and I am sure they contribute to making him a thoroughly convinced Baptist. This book is the fruit of serious study and examination of the biblical doctrine of baptism. It is long overdue, and I believe it will go down in history as a classic on the subject from a Baptist point of view.